If you are a multi-passionate person like me, chances are you often struggle to find clarity because of too many ideas at the same time. And most of the time, you end up doing nothing because you don't even know where to start. Am I wrong? I was there. I know how it is. And this happens because of one thing. You miss connection. Connection is the first asset you need to build a holistic personal brand. And if you want to know what I've been doing for more than 2 years now to find clarity, stay aligned and deeply connected to my purpose, listen to this episode. You ready? Let's do this. Welcome to the Inner Outer You podcast, where personal branding meets style and life purpose. I'm your host, Christiane, a holistic personal branding and styling coach who is dedicated to help multi-passionate women like you find clarity and align your inner and outer messaging to build a signature style and an authentic personal brand that attracts opportunities and freedom in your life. Each week, I bring you motivation, new perspectives, actionable advice, and a little bit of tough love, all in a good mood so you can leave this place inspired to follow your dreams and serve your purpose. Now relax and let's dive in. Hey lovely, welcome to episode 5 of the Inner Outer You podcast. In this episode, I share with you what I do to find clarity and connect to my deeper purpose on a daily basis for about 2 years now. I also share with you some tips that you can try to do the same. But before we dive in, I want to take a moment for a shout out. And today's shout out is for one of my listeners. Her handle is PikaMan667, who left me a review on Apple Podcast saying this. I've been following Christiane for a while now, and let me tell you, she is a real deal. Can't wait to get my weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and heart-centered inside every Monday. Oh my God, isn't that sweet? Thank you so much for your kind words, PikaMan667. You'll have no idea how reading your reviews gives me a fire and encourage me to do more. When you leave me a review, you actually show me that what I'm doing is appreciated and needed. I'm so grateful to be able to share all this with you, and I'm beyond gratitude to see how you enjoy it. Thanks. Thank you so much. Now, let's back to our topic of the day. As a multi-passionate person, I used to lack clarity for a long time. Due to many ideas and projects, not knowing where to start. I still have them, but now I know where to start. I know where to go. Those who know me personally know that I can create ideas, business ideas, literally in seconds. In fact, brainstorming is an activity that my little creative genius enjoys a lot. So it can get really crazy, you know? And I know this is something common to multi-passionate people. The problem is having that many ideas ends up not serving us because we simply get lost and we don't know where to start. This drives us even deeper into procrastination. We think, we dream, but nothing happens. Then the passion for that idea gets weak. And we move on to the next idea, right? And repeat the same process, dreaming a lot and not making things happen. I was there before. I was dreaming, but not necessarily taking the steps I needed to take to make things happen. Because most of the times, I didn't know what direction to take, what thing to do first or not. I simply missed clarity, and my intuition wasn't strong enough to guide me because I was also missing connection to my deeper purpose. Then I discovered journaling. It was through a book named The Artist's Way of Julia Cameron, and she calls it The Morning Pages. If you don't know this book yet, my friend, get on Amazon right now. Pause this podcast. Get on Amazon and order it right now before we continue. I'm not joking at all. Because, you know, this book is gold for us multi-passionate and creative people. We need it in our life. So stop this. Get on Amazon and look for The Artist's Way of Julia Cameron. The Artist's Way taught me how to use journaling to connect to the deepest part of myself. Inside that book, she also introduced you to the creative genius. I'll share more about it in another episode. But journaling is the first exercise that Julia teaches you in that book. It simply consists on writing 3 pages first thing in the morning every day. You wake up, grab a coffee or a tea if you're like me, you grab your journal and start writing anything that comes in your mind. At the beginning, it might feel weird because, you know, you can feel strange writing things like, yesterday I forgot to do the laundry and now I have to do it before I forget it again. Yeah. Okay, that's me. Now you know I easily forget these things and a lot more. I forget a lot. Okay. But the idea of doing the morning pages is really to write everything that comes in your mind at that specific moment without judgment, you know, just letting things flow. Just considering that you're writing to a friend and just opening your heart and mind. When I started this, I was talking about my dreams sometimes when I remember them. And I'm still doing it sometimes, you know. I also talk about the upcoming days sometimes, or the past day, or an exciting idea, or an exciting conversation that I had with someone. Really anything that comes in my mind at that specific moment without questioning a lot. Just opening my mind, writing everything that comes out, like simply doing that. What I have noticed then is that at some moment, I was feeling like someone was listening to me. I was connected to something deep inside of me that was attentive to what I was writing. And from that moment, journaling stopped being weird to me. As I was doing it, I had a sensation that I was in a similar state that when I'm praying or meditating. The connection is exactly the same. It is deep and powerful. I feel the exact same way when I journal as when I'm meditating or praying. Since then, I've been using journaling as a connection practice. And this simple exercise allows me to reset my mind every time I do it. Journaling connects you to the deepest part of yourself. As you write, it helps you clarify ideas. It helps you reset your energy and your mind. It is also a great way to practice mindfulness because it helps you become more and more aware of things around you. The fact that you have to write what happens in your days makes you be more aware of the daily events in your life. And when you become more aware, more attentive, your intuition becomes stronger because you can see pattern repetitions in your life and understand their messages. How intuition relies on the feminine energy. And the feminine energy is all about being mindful, attentive, aware, calm. Journaling makes you tap into that specific energy. And as your intuition becomes stronger, you gain clarity in your life. Those who already practice journaling know what I'm talking about. But if you are one of those who never tried it, please do it. Try it. Set up your alarm 30 minutes earlier in the morning, wake up and grab a coffee or a tea. Grab your journal with a pen or a pencil if you're like me. I only use pencil, I don't use pen. And once you have your journal, your cup of whatever you drink, then you sit down and start writing. Write everything that comes in your mind. It can be your dreams, it can be your past day, it can be about your upcoming day, it can be about an idea, a conversation you had, it can be about the question you have, your preoccupations, your family, your kids. It can be about some preoccupations you have in your work, a new thing you want to try. It can literally be anything. Just write what comes to your mind and don't judge yourself. Write at least 3 pages. Once you're done, it's done for the day. I know 3 pages sounds like, okay, it's crazy, but believe me, it can go fast. Sometimes I just sit down and I write 5 pages. You'll get there, you'll see, just start. Then, do it again the next day and continue. Stay consistent and before you even realize, this will become a daily habit. I have been doing this for more than 2 years now and almost every day of the week, and I can guarantee you, I feel the difference in days when I miss it. The weeks where I don't journal consistently, I am less productive, less focused, less attentive, less connected, less everything. I procrastinate more, overthink on things. I spend more time to accomplish tasks, lose more energy for less result. Believe me, it's just unbelievable how effective and noticeable it can be. The days where I don't journal look nothing like the days where I do. And I am the same exact person for both. So what do you think makes the difference? Connection, babe. Connection. The days where I journal, I am more grounded, more connected, so I am more productive. I wake up every weekday between 3:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. and the first thing I do is journaling. I wake up, thank the universe for a new day, grab my journal and start my morning pages. This is part of my morning routine all weekdays. I got some point to improve in that morning routine though. I am good at journaling, but not so good at eating in the morning. Like, I literally forget about eating and I know this is bad. This is bad. So I have to get better on that. So if you have some tips for me, if you have some tips on how to feel hungry in the morning, please share them with me because I need this in my life. But for the journaling part of the routine, I'm doing great and I strongly encourage you to try. That is what I wanted to share with you today, lovely. To build a holistic personal brand, it is important that you connect to your deeper purpose as a human being. If you have tried meditation, prayers, or something else and found that you were struggling to stay consistent with them, definitely try journaling. At the beginning, it can be challenging, but believe me, once you have done a few days, it's going to be really, really easy. It's going to get easier and easier. It's so natural. Just try it. Journaling has been my favorite way to connect to my soul, strengthen my intuition to clarify my ideas, and connect to my purpose. It helps me practice mindfulness on a daily basis. It keeps me attentive to daily events in my life, making me more aware of the pattern repetitions so I can be more receptive to divine messages. I strongly encourage you to try, really, seriously. If you don't know how to do so, listen to this episode again because I explained you the steps. And if you want more, get the Artist Way book of Julia Cameron. But act fast because that book sells like hotcakes. That's all for today, lovely. If you already journal, let me know how journaling has changed your life. Leave a comment here or shoot me a DM on Instagram at Christiane Charrier. And you know, let's talk. You know, I love hearing from you. Many thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you in the next episode. Meanwhile, keep it real, make it fun and sweet. If you loved this episode, here are a few things you can do to give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to be notified whenever I publish a new episode. Leave a review and a comment so I know what you think about it. You can also share with a friend who might enjoy this content. Remember, sharing is caring. This was the Inner Outer You podcast, where personal branding meets style and life purpose. And I am Christiane, your host, logging off now.